Blog Talk Radio.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Paul, the guy who used to ask if you could hear me now on Verizon. Not anymore. I switched to Sprint. It's 2016 and every network is great. In fact, Sprint's reliability is now within 1% of Verizon's. Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/network, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Reliability claim based on third-party drive test average. Carrier features differ, subject to $30 activation fee, credit valid for NC website for eligible plans. Limited time offer. Offer coverage not everywhere. For all phones, restrictions apply.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Give honor to God who is first in my life and to the Spirit of God that abides in his early Sunday morning service. I bring you greetings from the Generation Baptist Church, Generation, G-E-N-E-L-A-T-I-O-N. Generation means we have a start to finish ministry given by God, exposing the Alpha and the Omega. We believe the Lord has sent us to the kingdom for such a time as this, to minister to generations, past, present, and future. The way we honor the past is by singing hymns and anthems on a continual basis, to never forget the songs that brought our forefathers and mothers over. The way we honor the present, we appoint junior ushers and junior deacons and junior trustees, and we train them in the fear of the Lord and treat them like the church of today and tomorrow, because I believe when I'm gone, the church is supposed to keep on rolling on. Our future is edifying to the Almighty God by singing praise and worship without any music from time to time, so that our church will never get caught up with the method and miss the message. Blah, talk, ready. Yo, y'all ready to have some church? For those of you that bought your Bibles, it is the only weapon we have that will put the devil, somebody say, in his place. It is the only weapon we have that will give you and I the right to eternal and everlasting, somebody say, life. It is the only weapon we have that the thieves can't steal and the robbers can't take and the police can't arrest. And I don't care where you live, somebody said, that's the word of God. I want to turn your attention just for a few moments early this morning, if you will please, to the book of Numbers, chapter number 12. I'm going to read just verses 1 and 2. Numbers chapter number 12, verses 1 and 2. If you're with me, say amen. And if you need more time, somebody say mercy. Mercy is a good thing. And the word of the Lord reads as thus: Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses on account of the Ethiopian woman he married. And they said, hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Had the Lord spoken to us also, and the Lord heard it. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say amen. I want to talk to you for just a few moments this morning, using for a subject, he said, she said, and God heard. I believe I'll say that one more time. He said, she said, and God heard. If you will, please look at somebody or look at yourself this morning and repeat those words for me. He said, she said, and God heard. Oh, what a timely message, especially today, before we partake of the Holy Communion service, because you know and I know everyone is always talking about something. If I write about it, somebody say amen. Whether it's something good, whether it's something bad, whether it's something positive or whether it's something negative, everyone has something to say. And whether you know it or not, our God is an omnipresent God, and he's here and he's there and he's everywhere at the same time. And I want you to know early this morning that he told me to tell you he has heard what you said. The Bible. The Bible says that we ought to examine ourselves before we take up the communion service. In other words, if you have a problem with your sister or if you have a problem with your brother, it is our responsibility to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Not add to it, but fix it. Before we say, and they all ate and drank together. Somebody say, preach.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm right about it, somebody say, preach right there. But what I'm trying to tell you early this morning, if we don't get this he said and she said thing together, and if we don't get it together down here, definitely we're not going up there. And the Bible says, oh, we bring damnation to ourselves. Or a wise man by the name of Solomon, you all know him, don't you? Mm-hmm. He said one day, there's nothing new under the sun. Uh-huh. Meaning most of the stuff that we're talking about has already happened before. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Moses experienced the same thing one day. The same Moses that met God on Mount Sinai, that told Pharaoh, you better let my people go, who led God's people and God opened up the Red Sea for him. Moses, that same Moses, was in the midst of a serious discord of he said and she said, and God heard it. Y'all gonna pray for me this morning? This is one line of scripture that I read this morning. And in that one line, there is a hint and maybe even a sign and a clue about this story of life. Uh-huh. However, I'm glad today to know that the Bible is honest about the frictions that often emerge within our family.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, we're not honest. Somebody tell the truth up in here. We are not honest. Some of y'all don't like people because you just don't like them. They haven't done anything to you. You just don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't said anything to you. They have not done anything to you, but your mind is made up and your heart is fixed, and you're just fronting because you know you don't like them. Somebody say mercy. Oh, help me get put out the radio this morning, for you all know the story, don't you? It was friction of he said and she said stuff going on with Judas and the disciples.
Mm-hmm.
It was he said and she said stuff going on with David and Jonathan. It was he said and she said stuff going on with Jacob and Esau. It was he said, she said stuff going on with David and Saul. It was he said, she said stuff going on with Elijah and Elisha. It was he said, she said stuff going on with Cain and Abel. If I'm right about it, somebody say amen.
Mm-hmm.
Something is always going on. And I stopped by early this morning to tell you, if you haven't experienced the he said, she said ministry yet, just keep on living.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody will talk about you. Oh, it's in the book. I'll be finishing in a minute. And so, the writer of this wonderful book of Numbers sufficiently says in the 12th chapter that Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses all because they didn't like the woman he married. Sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like about God. When you let the devil fool you and stab your own sister and brother in the back, my God will simply expose you. Oh, yes, he will. Well, in this chapter, I don't have to wonder who it was that said what they said.
Mm-hmm.
Because God has exposed them. He named them by their name and gives the reason for their sinful ways. Miriam, Moses' sister, very talented, could sing and dance. I stopped by this morning just to share my thought, because maybe she got mad because Moses wouldn't let her sing enough songs. You all know the story, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Maybe she got mad because Moses would not give her all the credit. You know the story, don't you?
Uh-huh.
But no doubt about it, Miriam was the one who worked behind the scenes in Moses' ministry. It was Miriam who sang and kept peace within the crowd through the Red Sea. It was Miriam who saved his life when he was just a little baby. It was Miriam who watched the basket as it rolled down the river. It was Miriam who convinced the barren daughter of Pharaoh to let the Hebrew slave woman nurse Moses. And they united mother and son again. Ah, he said, she said, and God heard it. It is a due fact that Aaron, you all know the story, worked side by side with Moses, guarded him on every side, held his arm up when he got tired, and even preached for him when he stammered and couldn't even talk. Oh, he said, she said, but God heard it. I told you, there's nothing new under the sun. However, there's a lesson to learn from this story early this morning. All family, two brothers, and the one sister. God heard them. He heard him say, I don't like his wife, which was really the real reason. God heard them say, he doesn't just speak to Moses. Somebody say jealousy. I can put a quarter right there in the meter. And there's a whole lot of that going on in the house of God today. He said and she said and nobody said. Man and woman enough to say it, or have the heart or the real Holy Spirit in their life to be able to declare it. But I stopped by early this morning to tell you, before you take this communion this morning, you better know God heard everything that you have said. God told me to tell you, it doesn't matter what anyone says about you, but they have no heaven or hell to put you in. And if you stay with God long enough, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But no doubt, Moses was hurt. His own flesh and blood. You all know how that feels, don't you? The devil will use anybody to keep you and I forgetting from our story crown. When you go in the church, the devil starts his he said and she said. And when you start working in the church, he starts his he said and she said. And when you get right with God, I believe I'll say that one more time. When you get right with God, the devil starts his he said and she said. I believe, it's just my belief this morning, that Brother Moses was one of the first to say, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. I believe he said, talk about me just as much as you please, but the more you talk, I'm going down on my knee. Why? Because God heard it, and he will fight my battles. Oh, yes, he will. As a result, you all know the story, don't you? As a result of running her mouth, Miriam lost her talent, and she lost her gifts and was struck with leprosy. I ought to say right here, you just keep on running your mouth about the woman and the man of God. God said, touch my not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. God said to try and live peacefully with all men. God said to love thy neighbor and thy enemy, because what goes around comes around. He said, she said, and God heard every word she said. Excuse me, stand to your feet early this morning. Well, we live in the last of evil days. And this is communion service today for this year. And don't start the new year out with he said and she said. Let's work together to do the will of God. But if you continue to stoop to the devil's ways of doing things your way, you're going to be a loser in the end. I know what I'm talking about. God said, my ways are not your ways, and I don't handle things the way you do. We don't do an eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. When God forgives, and the slate is completely clear, only the devil can keep up, he said and she said, because he's mad because you're on the Lord's side now. The things that you used to do, you don't do anymore. And the places that you used to go, you don't go anymore. And it's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. And that's what will happen if you keep up, as he said and she said, our stuff against the people of God. God will get tired. And we're going to get tired also, and you will become the loser. Let's get right with God and put our priorities in place this morning. And it's not necessary that you have to go in and out of people's home and be their best friend, and everybody you meet, you got to eat and greet with them all the time. But tell the truth, because God has heard every word you said. Maybe there's one here this morning that don't know the Lord as your personal Savior. Let me give you something to talk about. He died on the cross of Calvary that you and I might have a right to the tree of life. All you got to do is confess with your mouth and believe in thine heart and that God has raised him from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. You can do it. Come on, let's confess. Lord God, forgive me for my sins. Wash me in your blood. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness and save my soul. Forgive me for he said and she said. And Lord, come into my life and become my personal Savior. Save me, Lord, and thank you. Now you're going to have to do some work. Excuse me. You're going to have to do some work. You're going to have to find a church that's not only preaching the word of God, but also practicing the word of God that your soul may grow thereby. Now remember, There's no perfect church, and there's no perfect pastor, male or female. And if it was, it wouldn't be perfect when you arrived anyway. All you got to do is just go where the Lord has led you, sit there, hear the word of God and apply it to your life, that your soul may grow thereby. Listen, there's nothing wrong with you. All you need is a few moments with the preacher. Until next Sunday morning, may the God I serve bless you real good.
That isn't just the sound of the 2016 Mercedes-Benz C-Class high-strength steel and aluminum frame being formed. It's the sound of conviction. Conviction that created a lighter, quicker, and more efficient C-Class, whose beautiful form commands attention, while its more powerful, fuel-efficient engine demands to be driven. This is what conviction sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2016 Mercedes-Benz C-Class. That isn't just the sound of the 2016 Mercedes-Benz C-Class high-strength steel and aluminum frame being formed. It's the sound of conviction. Conviction that created a lighter, quicker, and more efficient C-Class, whose beautiful form commands attention, while its more powerful, fuel-efficient engine demands to be driven. This is what conviction sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2016 Mercedes-Benz C-Class.
Napa Know-How.
Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa Know-How, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. With over 75 years of experience, their doctors treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. To become a patient, visit MakingCancerHistory.com.